Growing up in the 60s, I realized that no self-respecting bachelor would be caught dead without his little black book. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The little black book was the place where he kept track of all the beautiful women he was dating at the same time. The book would have a name, a number, as in she's a 10, her city, and her telephone number. Some would also note whether she was a good girl or a bad girl. I have to admit, I never had a little black book. That is, until now. And my wife is aware of it and even approves. On the nightstand next to my bed, I keep my little black book. And like the Bachelor's Book of the 60s, it has the names of many women. Only my little black book has the names of women that I am praying for in prison. I have their name and a number. Only this time the number is the number of years that they are serving. And it has the same name of her prison and prison number as well. Society would say that they were all bad girls, but I know better. In my jail ministry, I have met many women inmates. Most have dysfunctional lives. Many have little or no self-esteem, but most are decent women that simply have made bad decisions. I always treat them with love and respect, the kind of love that most never have gotten from a father or a grandfather. Following their sentencing and before they are transferred to prison, some will hand me a slip of paper with their name, prison, number of years they will serve. And then they ask me to pray for them. And I do pray for them. I look at my list each week, and some have served their time and have been released. Others are still in prison. I can only hope that those who have served their time have gotten or will get some help. For those women, I continue to pray each day. My little black book contains other names as well. It has all of the people that I am praying for, especially those that have asked me for prayer. Intercessory prayer is a powerful part of the communion of saints, and we have the ability to multiply the prayers going to God through Jesus by our commitment to pray for others. Why not start your prayer list today? You too can have your little black book and pray for those who have no one else to pray for them. This is Tony Agnese.